There's been a sense of relief in financial markets, at least from a price action standpoint, as we get going in the new week. From a price action standpoint, the US dollar has sold off a bit while stocks have managed to put in a recovery. Fundamentally, the move is harder to reconcile, though if we're to assign anything to the turnaround, it could very well be the market grasping at straws after taking in Friday's University of Michigan inflation expectations data, which showed inflation cooling off down the road. We say grasping at straws because this Michigan data hasn't exactly ever been much of a market mover over the years, and so the idea that it can have such an impact on markets is a little far-fetched. Nevertheless, the market is desperate to see inflation cool off and will likely do what it can to point to anything that removes odds for a 100 basis point rate hike from the Fed later this month. Ultimately, we don't really see much having changed with respect to the outlook, with inflation still shooting up and the global growth outlook still very much in question. As such, this spout of risk on flow is probably nothing more than short-term position adjusting than anything else, with risk for trend resumptions in favor of more stock market weakness and more US dollar upside in the days ahead. As far as today's calendar goes, we get a BOE Saunders speech, Canada housing starts, US NAHB housing, and US tick flows. That's all for now.